Hey there, and welcome to the DFW Market Update. I'm Chase Hansen, a realtor serving the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and every month I do an update for potential home buyers and sellers to answer the question, how's the market, and how can you set yourself up well for your move? This is the audio version. Video can be found on YouTube at Chase Hansen DFW Realtor, and you can follow me and contact me on Instagram at Hansen Realtors DFW. Now, let's get into the update. 2024 homebuyers need to know how to set themselves up for success, and there's some real practical factors to consider to make that happen. I'm Chase Hansen, your DFW Realtor, and for our February 2024 housing market update, we're going to talk about the top 5 things people need to know as they're preparing to buy a home in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. 2024 is already proving to be a very different housing market as the pandemic market gets further and further behind us, and now as we start to move past the restrictions the Federal Reserve put on mortgage rates the last year or two. Now, the people who are buying houses right now want practical advice, creative solutions, and a realistic picture of what the market looks like. That's what I want to deliver to you today. So we're going to get into the 5 things homebuyers need to know in 2024. As we get started here, be sure to like this video and subscribe to my channel to keep up with monthly updates and important resources for people moving or thinking about moving. The first thing people need to know about buying homes right now is the status of mortgage rates. Now, this has been the big story for over a year in the housing market. Mortgage rates are a huge factor in your monthly payments and how much house you can afford if you're not paying cash. Now, higher, less affordable mortgage rates have been holding a lot of people back the past year and a half. And there's a misconception that rates haven't started going down yet. Mortgage rates have already dropped a good amount since the fall. And I've talked to several people recently who were saying they were just waiting for mortgage rates to fall before thinking about moving on their home buying process. And they were surprised to find out how much things have already changed in the past few months. The news isn't going to tell you when it's time to jump out there and get into a house. They're going to report on it after everyone else has already realized rates are going down and you've got competition to deal with. It's better to get ready sooner and be the person getting in at the front of the line than to wait for the line to form. The second thing you need to know is that the DFW Metroplex has a lot of new people moving here. Texas's population grew more than any other state in the country last year. Most of that is people from other states moving here. So we have a lot of new neighbors here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And there's good news and bad news to that. The good news is that once you've bought a house, you can expect the North Texas economy and home values to continue to grow as more people make this place home. Owning a home is your best hedge against inflation because your home value goes up, but your payments don't with a 30-year fixed mortgage. And this is how families build wealth. The bad news is that more demand means more competition. So where most of the country is predicted to have a more level year when it comes to demand and home price growth, I wouldn't be shocked if the DFW area has more competition than the average market because there's more population here. So getting ahead of trends rather than lagging behind them might be good for you. The third thing you need to know is that home prices are not going down in DFW. And I know people get angry when they hear that, but no economists are predicting lower prices. The government is not going to come in and make people sell their houses for less. And I get it. Affordability is a big issue, and especially first-time home buyers feel pretty beat up by the way things have gone the past several years. But the thing that I think will help is a reminder that houses always feel expensive when you're buying. People buying houses in the 1990s felt like they were too expensive then. But then by the time the 2000s come around, 90s prices sound great. And then by the time the 2010s prices come around, the 2000s prices sound great and the 90s prices seem like a sick joke. And now that we're in the 2020s, prices seem unaffordable and we wish prices were back to what they were 10 years ago. Again, you see what I mean here. The way to make a house more affordable 10 years from now is to buy a house now and let the values rise so you can put that increased value into your next down payment. So making the investment of getting into a house, even though it's a stretch now, makes it easier to build wealth and get into your next house and so on. The fourth thing that you need to know is what your range of options are. This is the other side of that affordability conversation. Now, you may not be able to make prices lower as a whole, but you can strategically work within your budget to make the most of your financial situation. When you're working within the limits of your budget, you do still have options. You can consider houses a little outside of your desired area that might give you more space or better prices. Or you can consider your priorities and expectations on size or certain amenities. You can consider a house that needs a little more updating. For some people, you can ask a family member for help, or some people consider the multi-generational living option. Some people look into down payment assistance or different kinds of loan options. Not every situation works for every family. But as a realtor, I always want to help my clients think through all their options so that they can make the best decisions for them. The fifth thing you need to know is that the earlier you can put these things into motion, the better off you'll be. And what I mean by that isn't just scrolling through Zillow or guessing what your budget will be. I mean the earlier you actually talk to a realtor and a lender and make a buying plan and budget to know what your next steps need to be, the more you'll be able to prepare and the better off you'll be. There's a common misconception out there that buyers don't need an agent until they're actually putting an offer on a house. But part of my job as an agent is to represent you and give you advice through the whole process. So if you're not talking to me until you're writing an offer, you're missing out on a lot of the steps and advice that could make things go easier for you. Similarly with a lender, the earlier you can talk through numbers, the better your situation, because sometimes there are steps within your budget or credit that can make the whole process go smoother. So even if you're not planning to buy for a year, or 9 months, or 3 months, if you're buying anywhere in the Dallas-Fort Worth metroplex, whether it's Plano or Burleson, Arlington, Hazlitt, wherever, I'd love to sit down with you for an hour, talk through your plans, answer any questions you have, and make sure you're set up on the right track. My goal is to make this an easier process for you. I know that moving is stressful enough, and it's important to have good help that's representing you from start to finish. So you can find my contact info, including a link to request a free consultation meeting in the description. You can always reach out to me as well on Instagram at HansonRealtorsDFW. And let me know what you're thinking about or what questions you have. If you found this video helpful, make sure you give it a like, subscribe to my channel, and consider sharing this with a friend who is thinking about moving and might benefit from it. My name is Chase Hansen. I'm a realtor serving the DFW Metroplex. Thanks for watching. I'll see you next time.